literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude?
A wing my whip. We on it.
Fuck, dude.
I just fucking Joker'd Shane, dude.
Matt saw a Joker and now thinks he's fucking full Joaquin, dude.
I pretty much am, dude.
We were having a good cast and he just wanted to watch the cast burn.
Dude, like, how about when you made fun of my fucking Joker laugh?
Let's delete the cast. You have the Joker. He was so we were on the phone and Matt was like, I'm pretty much the Joker. Like, yes, well, legit,
I do. I do have a fucking creepy Joker laugh.
Ghoulish.
I know. What is that, dude?
Your laugh?
Yeah.
It's a good laugh.
How about the time when he goes crushes in the comedy club?
Yeah.
And it's just him fucking laughing at himself.
I'd be like, that guy's hilarious. Dude, he got on and laughed at himself the whole time. I'd be like, all right, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, the movie was funny because it was like, what did you think the whole ending was? So I don't know why people are debating. I won't say they have to reveal the ending, but like, people are debating like the meaning though of like, they're like, well, this is what the movie actually means.
Wait, well, all right, this is a spoiler alert. So if you want to go see the Joker, which chances are if you listen to this podcast, you already have.
Yeah.
On opening night, dressed as him after putting the handgun back in the glove compartment on the way in and be like, you know what? Not today. So what do you mean?
Like, because he was catching all this like political flack for it for some reason.
How so? Like what?
They were just, well, they're saying like it's enabling like incel violence and stuff like that.
I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't, like, I mean, you can't criticize a fucking movie for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. If you can criticize people trying to be funny for things. Maybe,
true that.
Maybe it's time actors and movies start getting held accountable. But
I just don't understand why they had beef with the Joker. It's like are they calling that, like, white guys Black Panther?
Yeah.
Really?
That is definitely the white guy. It's like, finally, I'm represented in a film. I feel empowered. That's what every incel says.
There's a guy whose life sucks, like, quietly sucks. He's like... Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm like, damn, dude. Gotham City's fucking white Wakanda, dude.
It is white Wakanda. You're exactly right.
Everyone's like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of my way.
That's so funny.
That's what I was watching.
The Joker is the white Black Panther.
For sure, dude.
Without a doubt. I saw, you know, it's nice. I saw two young white boys taking a picture in front of the Joker, the flyer out front.
You saw some white boys up in there?
I saw one young white boys taking a picture, and I thought, finally, that's
all
nice.
White people white boys.
Young white boys, and it was like, nice, dude. It's nice to see them finally getting represented in film. Finally, incels represented.
That was
properly.
Fucking... dude, that was fucking... The movie was awesome. I liked it. I also liked how...
I knew, like, as soon as he met that girl,
mm-hmm.
I was like, that took me out of the movie.
Really?
When he was, like, hooking up with, like, a super hot chick...
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Why are they doing this?
It was funny. That threw me off because I was like, dude, like, how fucked up is this chick's life? I was like, I mean, I guess she lives in a shitty apartment, but
she was like, were you just following me? Yeah. She's like, do you want to hang out? I'm like, don't tell these guys that's how that works.
I know.
Don't reward the dudes watching this.
I saw that. I was like, I mean, I guess. And as I was watching, finally, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't
know. I was relieved when I was like, oh, thank God, because that was kind of fucking me up. I liked it how nobody in there was good. It was
in
like
the movie?
Everyone was a little bit guilty in a certain way.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I like the cops. Oh, no, they were dickheads too.
Yeah, they're fucking
bad. Soon as they were like, yeah, we killed your mom. Anyway, is this part of your act?
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking cold, hard city, dude.
Yeah, well, that's
welcome
life,
to Gotham,
man.
Dude.
Welcome to white Wakanda. It ain't all fucking, you know, it ain't all rosy, dude.
Well, it was funny, man, because it's funny, too, because, like, so I was in class today, and people were talking about Delaware County, and they're like, you know, oh my God, fucking Delco, dude. They're talking about like oh, that person's from Delco. They're fucking,
yeah.
The place is like, oh my God. Like, they're basically trashing it. And it was funny because I was like, oh, that's some nice classism to start the day, guys. And they're just kind of like, it's funny because white people don't give a fuck about poor white people.
Yeah.
If a white person sees other poor white people, like, hey, man, well, have you consulted what poor white people think about this? It's like, no.
Yeah.
But for some reason, black people are beholden to the poor black population in terms of like their authenticity.
Okay.
Like if a black dude strives from like the ethos of poor black people, they're like, man, you fucking sell out. But that's like as a Thomas Wayne, you see the Joker and you're just like, fuck you, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Thomas Wayne rules.
Thomas
Wayne was the only good guy in the movie.
Well, he was bad. He had
checkered
past.
He wasn't. That lady was fibbing, dude. She probably forged that. Thomas Wayne wouldn't fucking lay pipe like that.
You don't think?
Nah, he's
bro,
a good man.
You saw the throwback pick.
I saw
her throwback Thursday was fucking on
decent
point.
Decent throwback.
Yeah, that was on point.
I actually, in the movie, I was like, who the fuck's that?
That was big. And she was crazy, dude.
True.
She put it on. TW was sipping fucking tumblers of whiskey from Gotham, from Wayne Tower, Wayne Enterprises. She came in and was just fucking slutted him down.
Just put it on it.
For sure.
Yeah, true. Well, then that doesn't make him a bad guy.
Hey, man, he got caught in the crosshairs. I'm not hating on him. But he made the joke.
He got slutted a while ago.
Yeah.
She came in and slutted him.
Probably when he just came up, too.
He probably, he's sitting there. Yeah, because she was old. So, yeah.
Yeah, Thomas
Wayne. He probably just made his billions.
He's probably just talking to Billy Bush. He's like, it's crazy, dude. You can grab my
You can do whatever you want.
But, yeah, it was funny, though, to have people shitting on a pub. Like, yeah, man, the people there are another kind, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
They were saying that?
Yeah, man. Trash. I mean, they're fucking around. It's fine. But it's funny.
Of course. It's also so fun to hit them back with like the woke shit.
When they're doing it.
Yeah, dude. Like that CNN show.
It was, they started doing like, wait, is anyone here from Delaware County? I was like, yeah, I am. And they're like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, man. I'm like, yeah, you know, sorry, Dave, with a little light classism. It's fine. And they're just like, it's like, yeah.
Damn, you are the Joker.
I am, dude.
How's it feel?
I kind of like it. I just go in there now and I'm just like, dude, whatever. I'm like, it's like the dumbest fucking conclusion, but I'm like, you know what? Like, I fucking rule.
Nice.
I fucking rule. I'm
That's
coming
a
in
nice
here.
Thing.
I get mad. Like, the whole time in my head, I'm walking in slow motion, like,
yeah.
People are lowering their sunglasses, like, damn.
Damn,
dude.
Is that guy who said racist shit?
Who allegedly. No, I was telling fucking Six. I got more shit for the MSG thing.
Oh.
Like, no one
gave
me shit for neuters. All I got was MSG. Like, the fucking asshole.
Yeah,
fucking snide against the cuisine.
It sucks as I listened, you know, I remember that conversation vividly.
Do you?
And I remember not wanting to do it, and you just kept dragging me down the path. And I was like, come on, man, chill.
I remember you being like, Matt, please stop.
Matt, yeah, we hit
God damn it, Shane, it's for the good of the show.
It's funny. I was like, dude, it's not funny.
Like, no, you're fucking roll, Shane. I'm in the fucking driver's seat.
Oh, my goodness.
Say that shit. Yeah, we do like 50 takes. I'm like, cut, Shane, say it again.
Say it now.
With more hatred.
With less old-timey voice, so people can't tell.
This time, more vitriol.
Damn, I was so close to just like turning up the old-timey voice in that quote. To getting away with it.
So you, like, remember this?
I do remember just that point, being like, man, let the fucking chinks live there. Like, I said it with that. Oh, I don't care. It's already out.
Like, he said
re-release.
It. I just saw it strikes I just again. I see the Batman newspaper spin.
reporters did listen to that episode.
Did they really?
Yeah. A couple of them did.
What kind of ink did you get?
Actually, I think it was mostly like Philly stuff. After the new... After they release, I was doing helium shows.
Oh, that came
so
out.
So, like, Philly Inquirer and all that stuff.
Ooh.
You're like, this is what he said on his last podcast. I don't give a fuck, dude. It's like, no.
That's so funny.
It's not really what I said, baby.
I feel like Philly Inquirer have to, like, start every article with, like, hey, guys, we're still in business. Check this out.
Yeah.
Remember us? Half of the building is apartments now, but, you know, we're still doing
it's
our
weird.
Thing.
It's weird. They wrote an article. All the articles are like... It's $20 if you want to go see it for yourself with a 2-drink minimum. Please arrive at 18 years old. Like, it's weird.
So they're still plugging helium? Like
for sure. Yeah.
Trying to get their money, bro.
Everybody's stacking bread right
trying to get
now.
Their motherfucking money.
Everyone.
Yeah, I was tripping on the Joker, dude. I was loving that. I was loving being in school today post-Joker. Obviously, no one saw it. No one ever watches Game of Thrones, too. That's like a sin.
What?
Like, everyone, when they're like, has anyone seen Game of Thrones? Everyone's like, yeah, I don't watch that. Yeah, I don't watch that. I've never seen a single episode, and everyone high fives each other.
Really?
Yeah, Game of Thrones is like fucking. It's like straight white male stuff, dude.
Kim Jong Il in North Korea, they used to teach the kids that he never defecated. That was in the curriculum. That Kim Jong Il did not shit. How sick is that?
It's so fucking.
That's
tight.
So awesome.
That is so, dude. I was in the jewelry store. I went to get like the ring resized and all the shit.
Yeah.
There's these two guys who own it, these Russian Jewish dudes. So they're
chill.
These dudes are so fucking sick. I go in there and they're in there just talking a bunch of shit. Like, the conversation I walked in on, literally the guy was like, I know his parents, very good people, very humble people from a village. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yes.
I'm like, fuck yeah. And then so we're in there. I'm just like, you know,
You're a humble person from a village.
Very humble, dude. I walk in.
You're not humble, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm the humblest, dude.
Are you sure?
Humblest.
The humblest?
Humblest.
That's something somebody that was humble would say.
For sure,
I'm the
dude.
Most humble.
I'm the humblest.
That's no, Matt. No.
I'm the most, dude. I've never shit ever. I've never shit in my life.
I actually have never shit.
I've never shit, never came.
I've heard you come, Matt.
No, dude. I've been saving myself for my second marriage my whole life.
Oh, yeah, you got divorced. Dude. You're excommunicated. Don't talk to me about Catholicism, bro.
Oh,
you're excommunicated until I'd say
I'm Lutheran, bro.
You're not even. I'm not going to let you get communion.
I'm young Luther.
If I see you get communion, I'll fucking knock spirit, it out dude. Of your hands.
Really?
I'll fucking.
I sit in the back, dude. As soon as communion comes around, I sit in the back and take a knee and open up my leather trench coat. And I'm like, forgive me. I have a forgive me, Father, for I have sinned chest tattoo. And I just open my shirt.
You're on Gillis Island, dude. If I see someone try to give you a communion, I'm fucking swatting it.
What?
I might even eat yours, too. Double it up.
You might?
Possibly. I've never broken the sacred vow.
That's true.
I can't believe you did that. I've never even been mad at you for this.
I know, dude. I should have went like King Louis VIII.
True.
Had her murdered.
Yeah, if you would have just had her, you want me to kill her?
Clean slate.
Are we allowed to joke about this anymore?
It's too late.
Should I kill someone?
Dude, so I'm in the fucking jewelry store, and these guys out
in... These Ruskies, what are they up to?
These Ruski Juskies, dude.
You're not allowed to call them Ruski Juskies.
Juskies.
The Ruski Juskies, dude.
The Ruski Juskies out of nowhere, dude. Out of nowhere.
Fuck, I wish they got us on that.
I know.
So that they had to fucking type that out. They also referred to them as Ruski Juskies.
Dude.
I'm glad they didn't get you on fucking on the J's.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Dude.
Sorry, it shouldn't be on the air.
He's
right
fucking
now.
Up. Yeah.
So,
I just got water on my nose. So out of nowhere, these guys were just kind of, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about Trump getting investigated. And they're like, I walk into this conversation, they're talking about, you know, the person being from a village. And then they're like, I mean, this place just has no respect anymore. It's the man was having private phone calls and someone listens in. That's called espionage. That's called espionage. You cannot do that to someone. And I'm like, what are you guys talking, Trump?
You guys talking Donald Sterling?
You guys talking fucking Trump?
You guys talking Sterling right
talking
now?
Talking Trump right now, bro? And they're just like, it's a fucking disgrace. They're like, people have no idea what they have here. He's like, where I'm from, if you say one bad thing about Putin, 15 years. Say another thing, another 15 years. You say another 15 years. He's like, they'll throw you in jail for life. And he was like, and then people come over here, have the nerve to fucking cry about shit. He's like, you got to go somewhere else and just say.
Damn.
He's like, literally where I'm from, if I were to be like, fuck this guy, he's like, I will go to jail for 15 years, snatched out of the house, locked up, no negotiation.
All right. To argue with the Ruski Juski, obviously he's not wrong about that. Well, I mean, he probably is wrong. You could kind of be like, yeah, Putin's a bitch.
I mean, this guy came over here a while ago, too, so he might be
thinking Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Old school shit, where they would do that. I'm not saying that the Russians are like, you know, there's shit like Pussy Riot and shit like that where they get like arrested for that. But, I mean, that's why USA is number one, dude. Cause we can be like, yeah, Trump's a fucking bitch.
Have mercy on your bays, dude. Just get into girl world. See what's jamming them. Wait till we do the Patreon Q&A. I'm excited to do Patreon Q&A.
To tell the people.
Just to see what's going on case by case. Be like, all right, hit me with your
snizz. Tell us what's going on with your snizz.
It'll be step funny, too. It'll be some guy like, oh, she doesn't fucking blow me.
Yeah.
I got 2 DUIs. She's making a big fucking deal about it.
I wonder, I know a lot of our listeners have good bays.
For sure.
I get DMs from their bays.
Do you really?
Usually trying to ask me for a favor for their boy. There's some loyal bays out there.
Calling the bull?
Nothing weird about it,
the bull?
I promise.
They calling you the bull?
They'll say, excuse me, sir, could you please help out my lowly boyfriend? I'll say, yes, ma'am.
What is it?
Tell me what I need to do.
You're probably like Thomas Wayne. You're probably like, psh.
I say, get out of here, you dirty bitch. And I saw it. No, there's a lot of listeners with good bays. I think that's a good contingency.
For sure.
A lot of our listeners are not joker incels.
Nah, we got...
We did gain... I think that's been the heavy push that we've gotten.
Joker incels?
We have like half Joker incels, half Barstool dogs.
True.
And it's a true war.
Well, we've had a lot of positive vibes going on. The Reddit seemed to kind of...
The Reddit is positive.
I go on there, I look, I check. Someone will say, everyone's joking, having a good time. Someone will take it to a bad spot, and it's just all downvotes, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fucking, the culture, dude, is in
the
check.
The culture, that's what we came here to change.
That's what the Reddit is. You're Tropicana.
I'm trying to manage the people, dude. I got to quell rebellions. I got to fucking be like, shut up, dude. Don't post that. Yeah, that's what we came here to do. We came here to change the culture
from
the inside. We got to start with our own subreddit and try to change the culture. Hey, guys, knock it off with the slurs and shit. Why don't you go ahead and knock it off?
Yeah,
if someone's saying something mean about me on Twitter, go ahead and knock it off the slurs. Don't respond with mean slurs. It ain't helping.
Oh, yeah. When people,
good Lord. Somebody will comment like, oh, yeah, he shouldn't be performing at blah, blah, blah. And someone's like, fuck you. Just say the worst shit. I'm like, oh, my God.
No, shut
the fuck up. You're making it worse. Yeah, I had to turn the comments off on my Instagram photos. On my Instagram page. I saw that. So I disabled the comments, and then I got a bunch of DMs from people that don't like me that are like, oh, you pussy, you can't take negative comments. I'm like, I'm not protecting you, or I'm not protecting myself from you.
Yeah.
I'm protecting you guys from the fucking dogs, dude. The dogs are in the comments just saying wild shit, dude.
Well, it's funny.
Hey, they don't understand the dogs get loose.
We got to think about that. That's like a slow IV drip of negativity, just like all day. You open up your phone.
It affects you like crazy, and I can't stop.
Sure.
I can't not look at it. This is podcasts and doing shows are like the only time I'm not staring at my phone. And then it's like, dude, it's into my dreams. I'm literally
crazy.
Having dreams of fucking bad comments and tweets. I'm having dreams.
It's like fat 20 upvotes. Like, oh, God.
No. It's not like that. It's like dreams of like my darkest fucking things in my life coming out on like on the New York Times and like
Damn.
Shit like that. Where it's like, and then I'll wake up in like a panic about it. And I'll be like, oh, that's not real. And then it bleeds into reality where I'm like, was that a real article or did I fucking think that one up?
Damn, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. It's pretty wild
shit.
We're
both losing our fucking minds.
Well, I'm okay. Like, I really am. Like,
me too.
I'm not like, I think you.
Me too.
I think you need a fucking break. You need to sit down. But yeah, having nightmares about like comments and tweets.
Yeah, that's
and
terrifying.
Articles,
that's
articles just, is rough.
It also sucks to have a dream about that.
Yeah, it's like, can
just
I get.
Like, come on, man. Give me a fucking break.
Give me a respite.
I've had like landscaping dreams where I wake up and then go to work and I'm like, God fucking damn it, this sucks.
I miss my old football dreams.
That must have been tight.
Just having a dream where it's like, oh, I forgot my helmet in the locker room. I can't play today. That's the dream. That's the nightmare.
Anyway,
now it's like just the
being
darkest.
Being slandered.
Yeah, just being slandered by the fucking, by Time magazine. It's like, holy shit. And then you wake up and you're getting slandered by Time magazine.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I had possibly one of the sickest things happened to me the other day. You what? Fuck with state-dependent memory?
State-dependent memory?
Yeah, so like...
What?
So,
type? All right, I think I can understand what that
so,
is.
So say you're drunk, right? And then you
can access the memory
exactly.
from the mood. Yes.
Exactly. So I take a nap on the couch. I'm laying there. I take a theta. I put the theta waves on. No, I didn't... Excuse me. Yeah, theta, not delta. Delta, I wasn't ready to be there.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Delta, that would have been, that's kind of dead.
If you put delta on, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's dead to the world. So I did some theta, very light, trance, dreamlike state. So I lay on the couch, got the theta binaural beats going. I'm laying there. And I just, that's been my new, that's something I'm doing too, where I'm not tired, but I lay down and close my eyes and just fucking just like try to entertain myself in my head. It's pretty fucking sick.
All right, you got to chill.
Dude, it's a good thing to be able to do. You lay down, you're just like, let's go. You lay down and just, you know, so I'm hitting a weird theta nap. All of us, dude, out of nowhere. This is the coolest part. My brain out of nowhere is like, dude, how sick would that be if you just wore a condom and just peed into it? Like you're talking, you're in conversation, you're talking with someone, you just fully pee into a condom. And then like while you're talking, you just take it off, knot it, and you're like,
yeah, balloon tie it?
Yeah, what? You were saying?
Smash it on the hood of a car driving by.
Throw it like a water balloon. Like you were saying?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
And just hold it. Dude, that would be so... And then in my head, I'm like, dude, will a fucking condom even stay on my flaccid dick? It'll probably fall off. I'll pee
dude,
it right off.
I can't even keep them on hard dogs. I'd lose them on hard dogs.
I'd pee it right off. How sick would that be? To wear a condom and just pee into it. And just be like, chuck it out.
I like the idea of talking to... I just imagine out front of Helium. Stand out front, you just stop, stand still, make eye contact. Like my nephew took a shit the other day. He was like walking around the living room and he just stops and he's like, And it's like, oh, he's shitting. That's funny.
Imagine just even just a pee, not even a full pee. Just let out a spurt. This big part of me.
I love just spiking it on the hood of a car, coming driving by, and then be like, "What were you saying? Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. I'd pee." Dude, so then like, I'm thinking about that. I'm laying on the couch, and then I'm like, "Damn, dude! It's like people pretty much frown on like any kind of inappropriate latex wear in general. Like if you were to wear like just latex gloves and go out in public, like people will fucking call the mayor on you, dude. If you just walk around in latex like a suit and latex gloves, people are pissed.
Yeah, people do not like latex.
They don't like that, dude.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, why the fuck can't you just wear like latex gloves? It's like disgusting to walk around and it's like have someone give you change and put out a latex hand. They're like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, people. I see people wear latex in New York.
Really?
On like the subways and shit?
It's kind of, it's freaky. Yeah. Yeah. What else? What other kind of surgical gear do they wear?
Sometimes surgical masks.
God, they wear latex gloves too?
Yeah, I see some gloves. See, sometimes black latex gloves, which are pretty sick. That's, I might start rocking
fucking
those.
Fucking tight, dude.
Just to get away with crimes on the subway.
Really?
But yeah, I see people wear surgical masks in public.
I've seen the surgical masks. You're saying they stepped it up to fucking latex
gloves, yeah. I see those sometimes.
What are the houses like?
What type of houses?
What do you like? Do you fume your shoes and shit? So if you're wearing latex gloves and...
You probably remove your shoes when you go inside.
That's true. Yeah, you probably want to get the germs in there. That's just crazy. If you're that afraid of fucking germs, dude, it's like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
I understand it. Like, wearing gloves on the subway is a fucking great idea.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, you look like a fucking weirdo, but latex gloves on the subway is a fucking sick move.
I'm just strengthening my immune system.
Me too.
So I'm all about it.
I just coughed.
I just had two cold... I'd had two sick bays in my house. Never
didn't get through it?
I didn't get touched. I didn't get motherfucking shit, dude. Knock on woods.
Yeah.
I didn't get shit, dude.
Got a doodle tooth. It's weighing on me.
It's got to be killing you, dude.
I'm so fucking mad. All
you can do
mad.
Is lick your doodle tooth.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they're called doodle teeth because Beezer 6 got a fucking horrible cavity.
From eating snickerdoodles.
Yeah, he was eating 7-Eleven snickerdoodles every night. He got doodle tooth. Now I got the same doodle tooth.
That sucks, dude.
Fucking blows. All right, sorry.
It gets worse and worse. Everything just gets worse and worse.
It sucks, dude. Doodle tooth. Fucking cancer. Fucking
can't even
canceled.
Fit into a condom to pee into
can't
it.
Can't even fucking wear condoms to piss publicly.
Fucking sucks.
This sucks.
So right, I'm
so you're
sitting
taking
there.
A theta nap.
So I take a theta nap. I'm thinking of all this stuff. Obviously, it leaves my mind. I go to food shop and I come out and put my phone in to get play some music. I left the theta track on. Put it on. Instantly, it comes back. I had forgotten. It was like while I was like in a twilight state.
Yeah.
Hit the theta track. Boom. I started thinking about peeing into a latex condom, and I was like, "Holy fuck, dude! That was a deep memory. It worked."
Wow, it does work.
Isn't that crazy?
Of course it works.
It's like if I was like my Zoolander cue, dude. I heard the fucking... Yeah. It was like my relax, don't do it. And I was like, I got to pee into a fucking condom. Pop right back into my head, and I was like, damn, that's awesome.
That's a good thing. Yeah, I get it. I usually get it with like sprinklers, stuff with like football.
Yeah.
It's always like football. Like I'll smell the grass or the leaves or something like that. Just instantly.
Do you ever fuck with the memory palace?
Yeah, of course.
Are you into heuristics?
I stay in heuristics.
So do you ever have... You don't really have trouble remembering your material, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Dig this, dude. It's a memory palace.
I'll forget entire... I'll say the same 10 minutes over and over again for like several months.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, oh yeah, I forgot I have... Could have done that. Like I forgot all this other material.
You need to map out the memory palace. This all the good Greek orators used to do this. It's a way to... Like, you know, those guys gave like long, like hours long speeches. So you imagine a place you're familiar with. College campus, your house, building.
Your mom.
Ooh.
Your mom's snatch.
Ooh.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. That's just low-hanging
slam,
fruit.
Slam, dude.
You know me, just low-hanging fruit comedy. I usually go with comedy that makes you think and shit like that, but this was just low-hanging fruit. I had to take
it. Did you just punch down, bro?
I punched up inside your mom's guts.
Ooh.
Damn, how you feeling right now?
Comedy jokes are sacred to me, dude.
Jokes are so sacred to us. That's the thing that I love about you and me.
We're just, dude, I used to listen to I hate when people try to say they did shit when they were four. It's like, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I would stay up. And then why are you telling us? What are you trying to accomplish with this?
Yeah, what biography?
You're in a room trying to tell people that you used to stick your ear up to the television speaker to listen to Pryor at night?
Dude, I used to stick my ear to the radio to listen to fucking Korn, and then my mom took the tape and broke it, dude. I was not being like, oh, this is so cool.
I love Pryor when I'm fucking a young kid.
When I'm five? What the fuck was funny about that to you at five?
Yeah.
Did you understood?
Related to a black dude from the 80s?
Yeah, you understood Pryor when you were five. Here's how you're going to never forget your material. The Memory Palace. You're going to think of something else, not my mother's vagina. All
right.
Okay? Shame.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro. I can't help it.
Bro. I mean, it's just comedy, bro.
So
in fifth grade, I used to stay up at night and watch The Waterboy at night.
And put your ear to it? You have to put your ear to the screen. You can't be listening to it at normal volume.
I didn't want to wake up my parents, so I'd listen to The Waterboy at night, every night. I love comedy.
Oh, dude, yeah. I remember that. When you used to do that, then like your dad would find you sleeping by the TV, and he'd be kind of pissed, but he'd be like,
that kid's going to be a star someday.
That's Shane. He'd wrap you up in a blanket and carry you upstairs and be like, go to bed, champ.
Shane. You love comedy too much. You just love comedy too much.
Kids got a passion.
Kids got a passion for comedy.
I'm trying to think about what the fuck I did when I was five. One time I was
five.
When I was five. I don't remember shit about it. Yeah, I don't. I remember. I've been told. My parents
did
brought.
She say five in the. I don't think she.
I
said
swear
five.
She said like young as fuck. It. What? Why are we putting your ear to the TV? What was she? 15.
To not wake up her grandpa. I think is what she said. Something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. A lot of
regardless,
people.
Regardless, if she was fucking 12 doing it or fucking 18.
Very like, autobiographical.
You're trying to tell this whole audience something that is like kind of a cool thing that you're lying about. Right?
Yeah.
Like you probably maybe did it once. Yeah. And then we're probably like, all right, this is uncomfortable. I'm going to just turn the volume up.
Yeah. I remember when I was a young kid, I remember my dad brought me on the Big Bad Wolf at Busch Gardens. I remember really thinking I was going to die because I was floating out. You ever go on a roller coaster when you're little? Yeah. I was floating up out of the seat. My dad was holding me down.
Never had that problem.
And I was like, I'm...
that problem. You still get me in when I was five. Yeah, bring in the big boys.
You brought the Batman to a screeching halt. It went like... Yeah, I remember like almost dying. Think I was going to die on the Big Bad Wolf. And then I was in a restaurant one time. I don't remember this. I was told I went away. Like someone ordered mahi-mahi, and I like excused myself from the table and like went and sat on the floor and like drummed on the toilet mahi-mahi over and over. And then like my mom came in and was like, oh, Matt. My parents were concerned about me. They were like...
Yeah. Well, you're a bit of a fucking dunce.
Well, I used to also... I'm kind of ashamed of this.
Oh, shit. I have to leave.
Oh, shit. You got to go to Healy?
Yeah.
I'm kind of ashamed of this, dude, but I used to think I was a Native American when I was little. And I used to run around and fucking just like...
Chill.
What?
What are you talking about?
When I was
dude?
A real little kid.
I used to get us in trouble.
I used to pretend I was a Native American. My mom told me I didn't know.